It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. We rocking out this morning. We having ourselves a good time. We got the firm, Pamela T. Smith. What up, Pamela?
Good morning.
Pam, you got your hair did.
Yes.
I'm glad, because can I be honest about something?
No. Oh, this is what he going to do every day.
No, I'm just saying.
You don't like the straight hair?
No. Yeah, if it was straight.
Pam. Hold on. Y'all come get your boy.
The last two days was close. I'm just saying.
Don't make Pam show you her wheel.
I know. But I told you, I really love your hair.
Thank you.
I told you. I'm just happy that. I can't mess up.
Okay. You know I'm gonna get my chance.
I don't, bro.
To come back.
And he gonna be pouting. So you already know how this is gonna work. Wow. I was just gonna say, you know, congratulations. You know, new you, new look, new you. You good?
I'm good.
You good? You wonderful.
I'm feeling better.
Feeling better?
Yes. Life is good.
All right. You're not sick. You're not feeling sick now. You really go cause some problems.
No, I'm ready to cause some problems now.
I should have known.
Energy is back.
I should have known. We rocking out this morning. We got my main man, G Money, back. What up, G?
New age, new look, man. New me as well.
He got a new look. Look good up there.
You know what, man?
I hadn't cut my hair.
You look a whole year older since I saw you.
I haven't had a haircut since June. That was the last time
June
I got my hair. This year.
Ooh.
This previous summer.
That's how slow your hair grow?
Yeah.
You might want to stop cutting it.
My mom's always like, oh, it will grow back fast. So let me ask y'all this. Shout out to Mother Hill. She always listens every morning.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
She'll want to hear this.
Yeah.
Which is the better look? Short hair G-Money or flow G-Money?
What you trying to go? Hold.
Are you trying to get? Depends what you trying to.
Yeah, what you trying
what
to.
What direction you trying to go in. Yeah. That's what it depends on.
Yeah, you want bees?
It depends
on
who
she
is
and what she likes. Hey, look, you want bees or flies?
Wow.
I mean, I wasn't even asking for the ladies' perspective. I was just asking.
It depends on who she is and what she likes.
I'm trying to impress y'all, the sports radio world.
I like the short hair. But, when you were on stage, I like the other hair.
Yeah. So this is a short version, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that better. Yeah. You look like you're just more. Like, makes you look more intelligent.
Mature.
Yeah.
We'll post a before and after picture at the Sports Shop Radio 1.
There you go. Let's do that. Yeah. Then have people vote on it. How about that?
Yeah.
So certain thing about certain hairstyles, you got to fix, you know, your posture got to match. You know what I mean? Mm. So you can have a short hairstyle, but if your posture looks like, you know, you're scared of somebody, it don't really match. But if there it is. See?
That. Set up tall.
You see how you get it?
Yep. Yeah, he got
it. See what I'm saying? That's how I know he's a college kid. You know what I mean? You just say it, he pick it up just like that.
He coachable.
He's very coachable.
Yeah, now he'll forget it now. But still, he'll pick it up immediately. My main man, G Money. Man, look, happy birthday.
What up,
Hope you had a great
Talk
time. Hope you had a great birthday. Man, we had a wonderful
time. I had such a great time watching the best Monday night football game I could have gotten on my birthday between the Steelers and the Colts.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Maybe for my birthday present next year, Jeff Saturday can learn some time management.
No,
some
maybe for your birthday next year, Jeff Saturday can get his ad back on TV.
Or we'll get Bills versus Chiefs or something. I don't know.
One or the other. Do we have a poll question today, sir?
Yes, sir, we do.
Talk to me. What we got?
So since Deshaun Watson is coming back this week, or making its NFL return, we're going to have him be the center of the poll question. Before his absence from the NFL, an argument could be made that Deshaun Watson was a top 5 quarterback in the league. When he returns, is he even considered a top 10 quarterback from what we've seen this season, or is he out of the conversation altogether? Mm. So far, all of our voters believe that he will still be a top 10 quarterback, or at least within that category when he returns.
So, Deshaun Watson coming back, and I pose this question to all of you, and I'll use myself first. Should I feel some type of way about being a fan of Deshaun Watson when he comes back to play on the field, be back on the field playing football? Should I be okay with being a fan of Deshaun Watson? Yes or no?
You gonna ask me?
Yeah. You want to throw him away, Pam? That's what you want me to do?
No, I don't want you throwing away. I mean, you know, we all make mistakes and things like that.
Can I be a fan of Deshaun Watson?
I mean, you could be a fan. I mean, the same way you said, you know, who's going to go see this movie Emancipation? It just depends on, you know, if you feel like you're going to give him a second chance. I'm all for second chances. We all need second chances. I'm just not so sure. You know, I'm not a fan of the punishment that he received based on his actions.
Okay,
that he's able to come right back, you know.
But he got punished. He got punished. He paid. You know, everything that you could possibly throw at him, the suspension, he got punished. He hadn't played in 700 days. He left his team. I mean, all of this. No endorsement deals. Everything. And he's back. And say he plays well. Can I be a fan of Deshaun Watson?
Absolutely, you can.
Okay. Graham?
I think right now, just for me personally, I'm a fan of this return game.
Got it.
And Reese was right. It's kind of interesting how they give him the 11-week suspension, and then the first game back is against the Houston Texans. So I'm just a fan of that.
Okay.
Kind of the revenge game for both sides. Either way.
So where he's coming back.
I'm just a fan of the situation right now. I mean, there's five more games after this. Do they even have – let me look at the Browns schedule. I don't even know if they even have a big-time game that he can really prove himself in, if you get what I'm saying.
Reese?
Well, it's I had a different answer before you asked me, actually. I was listening to their input. He went through.
He did it all. I mean,
he did the punishment.
2 years off, punishment, the 11 games.
Did he go through the went through the program?
The program, the counseling. Yeah. Everything in the bed.
Nobody supports what he did, obviously, to get in the situation.
Right,
but
that's right.
But he went through that, and he's going to make a living. He's going to participate in playing and going to work, which is playing football.
Right.
And if he's talented enough, which I think he's talented enough, and I can't see why I won't pull for him.
Right.
What about you, Mac?
I want to pull because I'm a fan of him on the field.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm still a little fuzzy on exactly where he stands on what he did. Because he said he didn't need counseling, then he said he did. I'm still a little fuzzy. You can't do what he did and not think that, okay, something's a little off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got their thing, whatever it is, because we just talked about the Will and the Jadas. Everybody got their thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a line to that. And now the fact that you didn't recognize what the line is, is I think what the issue is. Not that you have that, I wouldn't call it, you have that desire. Whatever it is.
I don't know what it is, to be honest with
you. Right, but
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever that is. But the fact that you crossed the line with it is an issue. And another reason I asked the question was because, say, now you have these 11 people, women, that are going to be at the game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
To do what?
No, it's
just the presence.
Be a fan of the game is not going to mean that much, but I think there may be some type of protest, I'm sure, outside the stadium or somebody in the stadium reflecting on what went down, I think.
Right.
Because them just attending the game, I mean, nobody would known that. I heard that this morning. No, I would have known that if somebody mentioned that, but because the lawyer came by and said, or maybe they wanted to be known that we're going to be at the game, we're going to be – make sure we don't forget, which I clearly support and understand. But it's going to make a difference. I don't think so.
Yeah. Right. I think you brought up a great question, a point. Being a fan of a person on the field, on the court, whatever it is, watching them on TV, that's different than them as individuals.
Right.
And how do you separate the two?
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this one time about the character of a
really
person.
Good. This is really good. Because, you know, you remember.
But we love to say shut up and dribble. We love that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Until it comes. Kind of like the Spike Lee movie. What's the Spike Lee movie when they was in Sal's Pizza? And, what's the.
They do the right thing?
Do the right thing. Yeah, so, you know, the guy, they was talking about using the N-word. Because said, so this guy can't be an N-word because, he's magic. He played for the Knicks or played for the Lakers.
Right.
You know, people can separate that real. They can pull for you. Conveniently,
right.
They can
pull
for you on the court, on the field. But then, you know, clinch their purse as a female when you walk by them because mm-hmm. they're going to take something from them.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. it's, and it's really unfortunate that way.
Or if you live in Georgia, you can hold your nose and vote for somebody you know that's not qualified. Who, anyway.
Anyway. Sarah, don't live there, by the way.
Sarah Spain of Spain and Fritz talks about Deshaun Watson.
That's another good example.
Let's hear Sarah Spain talk saying. About that.
There are plenty of athletes that have these incidents that you tend to talk about at the pivotal moments, which is the moment of accusation, the moment of a court date, a trial, victims speaking out, the moment of a trade, a signing, a drafting, right? There are these sort of pivotal moments during which we really dig into the sort of delicate and more nuanced topics behind criminal behaviors and unsavory behaviors. And then you eventually have to sort of get to talking about the sports. But that doesn't mean that those moments can't be referenced when necessary and when, you know, people who want to talk about them want to.
Mm. Mm. A lot of people struggling with what's really going on here. I'm just telling you. Because it all seems a little off at this point. Like, the whole, like, he settled, but did he settle? It just seems a little off. But he's coming back.
He's coming back.
And this team, some people are saying are going nowhere, and I completely agree with them. Be facing off against the Texans, who are actually nowhere. And Chris Canty talks about the Texans and how this probably will motivate. How does it be a motivation?
Mm. Let's also not forget about the revenge factor. I think it's a positive that his first game back is against the Houston Texans, because that's going to help sharpen up, you know, some of that focus, and maybe we don't see the rust that we're anticipating from Deshaun Watson having not played in a meaningful game in over 700 days. You want to have an opportunity or situation that's tailor-made for a guy to step in and be at his best? I think week 13, this matchup for the Browns lends itself to that.
Wow. Mm. Can't wait. We'll see. We'll find out what this means, though. You know what I mean? We'll see what it means.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Coach Prime got us on Prime, so.
That's right.
And that's how they found us, though.
That is how they found us.
On YouTube.
That is how they found
us. That's right.
Look at that.
Look at that. Next thing you know, first YouTube, next thing Amazon Prime.
Look. How about that?
Look at that. Look at God.
Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime said, hey, we good, but those guys are really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
They're funny.
Yeah.
So we'll use them. But now, speaking of being recruited, somebody has a problem with recruiting. And we back at this conversation once again about, and this is football for right now, Power Five schools complaining about tampering when it comes to recruiting using name, image, and likeness as an undercover guys, and also complain a little bit even about the portal. Let's hear from Coach Mac Brown as he commented on it just yesterday.
There's just a lot of transferring going on out there, and I'm not sure when it happened that any of us thought that it would get to this, and that's what it is. It's just a little bit crazy in recruiting, a lot crazier in the transfer portal. What I hate the most is people tampering and buying people off your team. Mm-hmm. That seems very unfair to me.
Is there any way to police that or slow that down in your mind?
No. There's really not, because it's third parties. It's a high school coach. It's a friend. Now you got an agent. So the agent can be calling around shopping you. Yeah. And that's not third party. He's an agent.
All right, Reese. Now, you've gone back and forth because you have a tendency to flip-flop every now and then.
Really?
On this situation.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Where do you come down on the situation at hand, which is players being tampered with, the portal thing? I don't even want to talk about that, but just players being tampered with because of this NIL stuff.
It's interesting you say that, because we talked about Hugh Freeze earlier, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And they was talking about he's taking over Auburn program.
That's right.
And by the way, they said this, and they said it so blatantly. I did say, now Auburn has a $13 million NIL budget.
That's right.
Wow.
To go along with Hugh Freeze coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You don't think
yes.
Sorry, let me stop, because I'm still mad about the Cadillac Williams not even giving a shot. You don't think he
can but he did retain him, though, which is kind of cool. I mean, let me ask you a question. Get on that. No, I just think – I think that's just the way it is now. I mean, yeah. we have to adapt to it. Nothing we can do to control it. I think, and you know, Nick said it, and everybody got mad at him. You know, I mean, did it have Jimbo out this year? Mm-hmm. No, but it may have him out next year. They bought the best player that Monica could buy at Texas A&M, and look how that turned out. So I'm good with it. I'm good with it because I mean, if you got the money, just go get the best players with the highest budget you got.
Some people say it's ruining amateur football.
It is.
It's ruining it.
It is.
It's no longer amateur. Matter of fact,
it's ruining it.
It's no longer amateur.
It never has been. But you know what? At this level, but Power 5. Back,
people fought against this, and I was against this. Man, pay to play. I mean, coaches can go where they want to go.
Pay them.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's causing chaos.
What do you mean causing chaos?
Because as a
it's causing parity.
No, well, yeah, is it? Yeah, no, yeah. No, it's not. No, no, no. Yeah, it's not parity. No,
it is too.
Parity against who?
How? Across,
you don't think that this team for the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa,
okay,
would be stronger and have more depth this year? It wasn't for the fact that the transfer portal, the NIL deals, and the situation and being able to go other places, make money, and play at Texas A&M. Georgia, Tennessee. You think them players at Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas A&M would be there versus Alabama if it wasn't for the fact that they had the transfer portal and the NIL situation?
Okay, the combination of those two.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So it's causing more parity. It's allowing more parity.
Well, see, now, right now, boy, what's going to happen is that when the NIL becomes the main draw, it's not going to be in the parity because the people with the most money, we have the best players.
Best players, yeah.
So your alumni got to kick in. That's at every level. So your alumni don't kick in up that 13 million. That's ridiculous. Here's Hugh Freeze. And by the way, he's walking in with a nice contract. And he got a $13 million NIL budget over here. What?
So did we say that when every one of those power schools had facilities that were rival NFL campus? I mean, NFL facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Some would say, mm-hmm, the University of Alabama's facility was better than Tennessee, the Titans.
No, that's probably true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Texas Volunteers, I know for a fact it was a conversation about the fact that they wanted a facility better than the Titans so they can increase recruiting.
That's interesting. Yeah. But
and that had nothing to do with NIL. Nothing.
But then that's always the other little carrot that we need to talk about, getting to the NFL.
Okay, Matt Rule said he's one of the best at it.
Wait, no, I'm talking
about. Well, that's what he said.
Let's find out when he got that corn land.
Exactly.
See what happens with that.
Exactly.
But the Nick Sabans of the world, that will get you ready for the NFL. That's a side effect of not Kirby Smart to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to go to that school for that reason, too. Mm-hmm. All things being equal,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play for Nick because I know, hell, half his team go to the NFL each year. So I'm going to get some money, but I'm still going to Alabama because of that. And Lincoln Riley to a certain extent because he's coming up too in USC.
I'm going to bring it up to the real world in a second, but what'd you say, man?
Uh-huh. I was going to say, would some say the NIL kind of been there for some of these schools?
It's just
making it even for other people.
The people that got convicted for being bag men 3-4 years ago, can they get out of jail now?
It's ridiculous.
Can they get out of jail now?
And by the way, you know, it's funny you say that. I'm reading this book by Bo Jackson. He talked about how the reason he went to Auburn because they
dropped off the bag.
But got him a car, got his uncle a car, walked in the dormitory, his dorm, a room, and opened up as a bag of money sitting down in the middle of the floor.
So.
It happened. And that's that. 20, 30 years ago.
Exactly. So
your argument about, yeah, but once everybody gets it, it's going to be out of control.
Yeah.
It's always been this way.
Yes.
Yeah, but it hasn't been as blatant and out front as it is. And so we really didn't know. We speculated a lot, but we really didn't know. But we did know.
We knew.
We absolutely knew.
I mean.
So let's take your analogy of we just made it harder.
Yeah.
We made it more difficult.
Sure.
Let's take it to corporate America.
Okay.
Right? What do we talk about? We talk about retention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Retaining talent. The old days, people would say, we just got to pay our people more money. Yeah. And all of a sudden, they kind of figured out, that ain't always the case.
Mm-mm.
Some people leave for other reasons other than money. Right? It ain't always
about
the money.
That's right.
4-day work week.
There you go.
Yeah. They want to dress down.
Right, right.
Those kind of things.
Better maternity leave.
Yeah, better maternity leave.
My new boss. Yeah. Right. I got a connection.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They leave for all types of reasons.
Sure, sure.
Does that make them bad people? Does that make the company they're going to bad people? No.
Not at all.
No.
See what I'm saying? But then they say, but if we allow that, what are we going to do? All of a sudden, you know, everybody's going to be to ask for whatever they want to get paid, and I guess we just have to do it.
It's going
to
be an open market, man.
Say that word again.
It's going to be an open market.
Y'all hear what he said now? Y'all hear what he said, right?
Yes, open market.
But open market's not a bad thing.
See, maybe I'm just old school. Maybe that has a lot.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, but just know, accept it for what it is, though.
Okay.
The fact that you're old school.
Right, right.
You know, not that you're old school. Right, right. But you believe it's old school. Yeah,
yes. She tried to get me back, but go ahead.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just. Wow. Wow.
But no, to your point.
But that's my situation. That's the situation.
But let me ask you, as a head coach.
It's an open market.
Okay, as a head coach.
What's wrong with open market?
Let me ask you a question. As a head coach of a Power 5 school, how do you control that?
Control what?
Control your starter quarterback who's playing for you. Somebody made a point yesterday. The other day. Listen to this. What's going to prevent Drake May at the end of Saturday night at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Transfer to Alabama.
Say, I'm open. Holler at your boy, $3 million a year. I'll come to Alabama. I'll go to USC. I'll go to Oregon. Holler at your boy. Nothing can prevent him from doing that.
Why would you?
And I was Nick Saban, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Why would you?
I mean, Mac Brown.
Why would
he might be feeling that pressure right now.
Why would you? It's an open market.
But my point is that means that how can you recruit? I can recruit Pam. I want you to play on my basketball team, but you know, you got a senior in front of you, but when they leave, you straight for the next 3 years. Pam come there, nah, I can't wait. I'm going across the street to pay somebody else. Mm-hmm. So my whole succession plan is all screwed up. I can't build a program based on that because I'm not sure I know who's gonna be on my roster.
Oh no, Mr. Coach. No,
I'm just saying.
Mr. Coach.
I'm not sure.
Because we've been down this situation before.
What's that?
Because you made that same. Let's just take, I don't know, Clemson right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's take Clemson.
Yeah.
You made that promise to DJ. DJ came in. You don't like what DJ's doing.
Yeah.
Unluckily, for DJ, they didn't find a freshman quarterback that could come in this year.
Yeah, because he.
That
yeah.
could take his spot. Because right. if they
he'd
did.
He'd be playing.
He'd be playing.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Exactly.
But see, that promise you just talked about.
Right.
It goes the other way when it comes to the player.
No, what I'm saying is Pam can play. Uh-huh. She's just got to wait her time.
Uh-huh. Unless somebody else comes in like a tour, that's better.
While I'm waiting.
Jalen Hurts.
Okay. That's
come on now.
That's the same
come
thing.
On, coach.
That's
the same come thing. On, coach.
I mean, you're going to play who's playing the best. My point is that as a program, you said
it's an open market.
One of the reasons why Alabama has been so successful over the years is that.
You said it's open market.
Wait, now it is. That's what.
But it should be.
We knew who the next person was going to be. Tour. We knew Matt Jones. We knew Bryce Young. It was all lined up.
But how did you get him?
I got him. NIL problem. But anyway, Bryce Young waited until Matt Jones left. What did Bryce Jones say? Man, I ain't waiting here. I'm going to go play somewhere. I'm a freshman. I can go play somewhere right now. Screw up everything. My whole succession plan, my ability to build my program because I got people in the waiting
you feel
that's
like-
been in the program that understand what the culture is all about. It's hard to build it. My point I'm making it real short. The point I'm making is kind of hard to build a program when you're not sure who's going to be in your program because the NIL may be recruiting them away.
It's all about developing talent.
How you going to develop talent?
It's all about developing talent.
They're not going to stay there.
Because I'm calling you saying, I can truly, develop you
right,
over here
right,
this year.
How you gonna,
this year, you ain't got to wait.
That supports my argument.
If you're truly developing talent, they will stay. I'm going to tell you why. Because they will see opportunity where they are, developing where they are, versus going somewhere else. Because you may say, I can go to TCU and start today.
Right.
Right? But I know for a fact that if I stay here and develop, my end game, I'm going to be better off in 3 years here versus 3 years at TCU. Yeah. That's the point.
Development is very, very important.
And if you truly develop a talent and not throwing shade on the other team, you'd be a lot better off.
I said that earlier, so developing it, that's why you keep them there. But when NIL comes, you never know. Some guys.
Money talks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop
blaming everybody else for your problem.
For some families, they need that.
Need what?
The money.
Exactly.
They need the money. Some of these kids
$3 million
need that
a year
money.
Can change the lives of some people.
Yes. And it could change mine.
Exactly. Mine too. What's going to prevent Drake May from saying that? Nothing.
Nothing. We got who calling in? Kendrick?
Yeah. Our Twitter
Kendrick.
Guy.
What's going on, Kendrick? How we doing?
Good morning.
Did I say something and get me in trouble on Twitter?
Maybe I did.
Good morning, fam. Good
What's
morning.
Up, fam?
Reese.
Uh-oh. What did I say wrong?
You said that it's hard to build a roster when you don't know who's in the program.
Right? Exactly.
K-Mac is 100% correct, because when coaches walk into a recruit's house every year, they always make promises to kids.
Right.
But when they get the call that another school wants them, they are out the door.
That's good.
That may be the case. It's hard to build a program, too, right, when the coach is not involved.
I agree.
The coach has got one foot out the door. So K-Mac is 100% correct on this one. The Commanders start winning. Now, K-Mac wins all the arguments. I like it.
No way. It's about damn time. Bye, Kendrick. Go back to your Twitter.
Bye, Kendrick. Love you, my friend.
But you know what? I agree with both you guys. But that's only in
because of the old school mentality.
No. That doesn't apply to Nick Saban or Kirby Smart. Those coaches have been there for a long period of time. It doesn't apply to them, because they're going to be there. I'm talking about those one-off.
Because they had a jump start on it. Yeah, they've been doing it a long time.
I'm talking about UFC, or UCF and other places like that, where they change coaches all the time. Nebraska prior to Matt Rule. That's what I'm talking about.
There are software companies that if you started working at, you the star, you the man. But there are other software companies, if they make the phone call and call your number, you're going.
Yeah, the right number is how much you're going to pay me.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
You know what it is? Today is the last day of November.
Whew. Wow, today, tomorrow.
You believe it.
We have one more month left in this year. What's this year?
2022.
Boy. You all right?
That's my brother. You say, what you looking up there for?
Right. Just,
it ain't up that thing. You know, people be talking, they try to figure out how to say stuff. It ain't up there.
Hey, look. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you got that? You start looking up, bro. Ain't no need to look up there. I'm going to need you to run that back today.
Wow.
I'm going to need you to run that today.
Wow.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. That is the Reese.
What it do?
Hater extraordinaire.
That's right.
Proud of it.
Yeah, he's a
shaky Italian.
Exactly. Toes on the line.
Flip flopper.
Flip flopper. All of
whatever.
Toes on the line. I'll tell you what. Well, Reese, bro, he's the hardest. He is the hardest coach ever. I would never be coached by the other. Don't tell you that right now. Because I would be cussing you out daily.
Toe on the line.
Exactly. I said, man, this old dude, he's getting on my nerves. He's getting on my last nerve.
This what?
Oh, yeah, he said it.
Yeah. Pam,
I know you're trying to get back at me. That's cool.
Thank you,
Nick.
That part.
See, that's more of my coaching style. That's more of my coaching style right there. I'm a different kind of coach. But we're rocking out this morning, having ourselves a good time. This is the firm, Pamela T. Smith.
Good morning.
The T stands for Tuesday.
The T stands for Thompson.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. The T stands for Thompson.
What are you looking at?
The T stands for Thompson. Reese, this T stands for Thompson.
T stands for Thompson. I like your hair, Pam.
You like my hair? Thank you, Reese.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I like it.
Let me talk to Graham. Graham, how you doing this morning, man?
I feel like I'm having a little bit of deja vu right now.
This is going all over again.
What up, K-Mac?
What's going on, man? How we doing on this poll question?
Our poll question brought to us by Oak Grove Tech. Before his absence from the NFL, an argument could be made that Deshaun Watson was a top 5 quarterback in the league.
Nice.
With him coming back this Sunday, is he even considered a top 10 quarterback now? Or is he out of the conversation altogether? Our voters would say that he is still a top 10 quarterback, although starting to become neck and neck with out of the conversation.
Wow.
Say that again, Greg.
Majority of the voters say he's still a top 10 quarterback, but our option of out of the conversation is starting to make a little bit of a run with our voters as well.
Wow. Okay.
Kendrick said,
yeah,
could you make the argument that he's still a top 10 quarterback just because a lot of the quarterbacks this season
are lukewarm,
aren't that good?
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lamar.
Yeah.
And what's the guy from Buffalo?
Josh Allen. Yeah, I was trying to name him last night.
I don't like
Josh.
You don't even like him for no reason.
I have no reason why.
There's four right there.
Why you don't like him, man?
I have no reason, man.
Who's your pick, Graham?
Jimmy G.
As far as the best quarterback or?
Yeah, quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers. No, I'm joking.
I just want
to get Reese going.
I mean, it's a safe pick, so I'll be.
Yeah.
No, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, I think. Period.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
I'm just thinking.
I mean, so, no, nobody agrees with that at all?
I'm going to throw a curveball here. I'm going to say Tua.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wait, Tua is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Tua is playing better than Patrick Mahomes.
He's having a great year,
period.
But.
Okay.
Now he's playing with some of Patrick Mahomes' old tools.
Good point.
But Tua is playing better than Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, I'm not. You know what? Mm.
Now look at all everybody. Look at you. Got your Twitter fingers ready. Don't tweet me. Don't subtweet. Don't do nothing. Kendrick, don't send me nothing. Don't nobody send nothing. Graham and I.
Yeah, and y'all by yourself. Yeah.
Just, that's it. On
you
the
and
island.
Graham, period. Y'all in the island by yourself.
Well, who you pick, Dak Prescott? Why you laughing?
Yeah, I know.
Who you got?
I'm not sure who I want as the best quarterback right now.
Really?
It's not Dak?
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely not Dak.
Absolutely not.
If Dak had Odell Beckham, though, he probably would be.
Which may happen.
He's visiting this week.
He's also visiting Buffalo, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So visiting Buffalo.
Yeah, I know.
He better go to Dallas where he belongs.
I'm like, why you want to go to Buffalo?
He needs to come on to Dallas.
He must know somebody up there.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no need to go there. So you going to Tua?
I'm going to Tua.
You going Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
I love Tua. Tua's my guy. But if you're talking about the best quarterback playing, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL, period.
Patrick Mahomes playing better than Tua right now?
Yeah.
He's playing better than Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson?
Of course.
Definitely.
Aaron Rodgers.
Definitely.
Sam Darnold.
Would you take Tua?
He just makes it look good.
Let me ask you a question. Both you guys.
Oh, no. Here we go with that. Would you take Tua over here? Go ahead, Reese. Go ahead. That's a tricky question.
It's not a tricky question.
It is a tricky question because you ask it all the time. You know what you're doing.
He brought his name up, Aaron Rodgers, like for one game right now. Would you take Tua or would you take Aaron Rodgers?
Who are we playing?
You playing
All right, so
you play San Francisco 49ers.
I thought you were going to say Chicago. I was going to say Aaron Rodgers in that case.
Chicago is definitely Aaron Rodgers. But.
Yeah. The 49ers, that defense. See,
I got to take Tua.
Okay.
Because they're playing. Well, I mean, you witnessed the game the other night with Green Bay.
Man, Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't say he wasn't, but. They're not, That team's not beating them.
Okay, you asked a question, Tua, so we can move on. Tua, too, as well? Tua, okay, fine. Let's move on.
Tua it is.
Reese Kill. Anytime somebody vote against Aaron Rodgers,
no.
You are the enemy.
No.
You are officially the enemy.
I respect your opinion.
I've never seen anybody.
We got to beat this up no more.
I'm just looking at you.
Okay. Right. We got to beat it up no more. I asked you a question. You answered. Grandma answered. So
you
move on.
You can never say anything bad about Aaron Rodgers, man. Come on.
Well, at least he's coming back this week. He's not hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you get to see him this week against the Bears.
I see it. Anyway, you know what? Let's move on, man.
I don't know why I was surprised. I've been doing this for over a decade and a half.
With this one over here.
I don't even know why it surprises me. I really don't. And I just sit in awe.
You know what? Okay, I'm leaving out.
It's just complete awe. It's just like, he did it again. He's done it again. Speaking of done it again, let's hear from Boo Kerrigan as he talks about...
Yeah, let's get to that.
Good discussions. Let's hear this.
You start off up top, right? You start off up top at Georgia and Michigan. And, you know, debate, conversation, you know, however you want to categorize it. But, you know, looking at, you know, Georgia and what they did last week against Georgia Tech with their full body of work, being 4-0 against teams that are currently ranked in our top 25. You have Michigan with a huge win. Down in Columbus and what that meant. You know, they're sitting at number two. But again, good discussion. around 1-2.
Okay, but let's hear him talk about wins more than losses.
I think at the end of the day, we talk a lot about wins in this committee, and we talked about that earlier this year with TCU, and they kept winning games, and they kept finding ways to win games, and, you know, that's a team that over the last 4 weeks is, I think, on defense, given up about 19 points a game. So, obviously, winning these games does matter. It's something that we look at, something we talk about more than anything else.
Graham, you got TCU schedule handy?
Let's pull it up right now.
Because he said wins, right, Reese?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They focusing on wins, right?
Yep.
He didn't say nothing about quality of wins. He didn't say anything about any of that, right?
And they're, what, 12-0?
Yeah. So he said wins. That's what we're focusing on.
All right, here we go. Got Talk it right here.
Me. Yep.
Looking at, I'm guessing you're one in ranked opponents that they've beaten.
Yeah.
Versus number 18 at the time, Oklahoma, 55-24.
Okay.
At number 19 at the time, Kansas, 38-31.
Okay.
Versus number 8 at the time, Oklahoma State, 43-40, double overtime victory. Mm-hmm. Versus number 17 at the time, Kansas State, 38-28. And that does it for their ranked opponents.
So they beat Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and who else?
Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Mm-hmm. How bad did they beat Kansas State?
38-28.
Okay, yeah. See, they're going to lose that game Saturday, I'm telling you.
Really? Yeah. I mean, this is the number 3 team in the country?
Who the Ohio State? They beat Penn State. And who else is what? See, I'm trying to.
That's why I wanted to play
right.
Boo Kerrigan's response. He said it's about wins and losses. Oh, okay. Well, I don't see it, Coach. I mean, I don't see it, Boo.
Boo, I don't see it.
You're calling him Boo. That's your Boo.
I mean, it's Boo. I don't see it, Boo.
That is so stupid.
I don't see it.
Well, just check. Let's look at Alabama's schedule. Where were their signature wins?
You look at we
you
up
never
against
answered
it.
That
time.
Question.
We
gotta go
I told
back.
You, we beat Mississippi State.
What you worried about that for?
Because that is another factor of what they're looking at.
Well, who we lost to or who we won?
Right. Versus... You know what? Why you're in that position.
How about you focus on the fact that you lost to Hillboro Street over there? How about that? Come back on the other side, people.
That was good.
We got lots to talk about. Reese, K-Mac, Pam Thomas-Bill, G-Money behind the glass. That's going to be good.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.